The big event is tomorrow evening. This, again, was put off from last week, but too good to pass up entirely, so it got rescheduled for tomorrow night. Orange County holding events all year to recognize the 200th birthday of Frederick Douglass. The kickoff event is tomorrow evening. Head to the United Church of Chapel Hill at 7 p.m. for an event featuring a puppet show by artist Jaghetto and music by acclaimed gospel singer Mary D. Williams. This is partly organized by the Chapel Hill Public Library, as are all of the Frederick Douglass 200th birthday events. So we are joined, as always, for another round of Talking Books by Susan Brown, the head of the Chapel Hill Public Library. How are you?
I'm doing well.
And we are also joined on the phone by acclaimed gospel singer Mary D. Williams. Mary, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Susan, let's start with you. Frederick Douglass 200th birthday. There's a whole bunch of events that are happening in Chapel Hill and Carrboro over the course of the year. How did it all come together?
So I'll start by saying this show is normally called Talking Books with Susan Brown, but today it's just Talking Book, because there's only one book that we're talking about right now, which is Frederick Douglass's narrative of the life of an American slave. So I just want to put that out there. This is still Talking Books. But we're only talking about one book.
Yes. And P.S., like, that's our recommendation for the week, right?
Exactly.
We usually recommend
that's
to, like,
right.
read the autobiography of Frederick Douglass.
Only one book.
Yeah, definitely.
So this came together. A whole bunch of folks have their hand in this pot. And for me, it started with Mr. James Williams, who I know you've had on some recently. And he approached the library and the town with this idea of being a part of this national thing that is happening. So there's a group, it's a nonprofit called the Frederick Douglass Family Initiatives, and their website is fd2018.org. And that is some descendants of Douglass and some other folks, and they wanted to come together to recognize the 200th, to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the birth of Frederick Douglass.
200th birthday, we'll go with that.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
So there's a national movement called 1 Million Abolitionists. So what they're doing is they are printing, their goal is to create 1 million new abolitionists. So even though slavery has been abolished, the idea is that these are abolitionists who will carry on the cause of justice and freedom and equity for all. And how they're doing that is their goal is to print 1 million copies of the Douglass narrative and give them out all over the country with a focus on youth. So Mr. Williams and others came together, and we formed a committee, and this is folks from Orange County, from Carrboro, from the university, from the NAACP, from the schools. There's a whole slew of us. And the first thing that we did was say, our goal was to raise $4,000 to purchase 1,000 copies of this beautiful new book, which we did. So the towns, the NAACP, some private folks pitched in. So we purchased 1,000 copies of the narrative, and it's a beautiful new edition printed for this occasion. Pardon me, I'm getting over a terrible cold, and you don't have a cough
button. We're all
getting
over the crud. It's fine, yeah.
So in addition to that, we started planning programs that could celebrate his life and really inspire people to learn more about him. So,
pause for
some water. I'm sorry.
We're going to call this the Rubio pause
That's
here.
That's right. Yeah. So our concept was everybody would leverage their strengths, whether it's a library, an arts group, a community group, create a program about Douglass. And then we could, so that's what we're doing. So we have events for happening in January and February and March.
Awesome.
I'm going to let you read a couple of those.
There we go. So we've got the one that's coming up on, the one for tomorrow, which is the kickoff event. We've got Carrboro Celebrates Douglass at 200. That's on Monday, February 5th in the Carrboro Century Center. Bright Star Theater is putting on a show at the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Hargrave Center on Sunday, February 11th. And then it just goes on from there. But so many really, really cool events, and it all begins with the kickoff event tomorrow evening at the United Church of Chapel Hill, featuring puppetry by Jaghetto, but also music by Mary D. Williams. So Mary, let me turn to you. Tell us about the show tomorrow night. How did you come to be a part of it, and what can people expect to see and hear when they come to the show tomorrow evening?
Well, first of all, I was contacted by Susan and other members of the committee to participate, and first of all, honored to even be asked to participate in such a wonderful celebration. And I think my role really is I'm going to just try to bring the audience in on moments of the autobiography, and I'm going to do that in song. My intention is to, I've taken different excerpts from the autobiography and just want to kind of, you know, bring it in through just another method of art, I guess you could say. I'll be doing songs that sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home.
This is gonna
be talking about that song in conjunction with the fact that he actually never saw his mother more than 4 or 5 times. And in those times, he never saw her in the daylight. And after that, being sold to another plantation, and some of the experiences and some of the as far as his narrative, there are songs that were spirituals that were actually written in slavery, during slavery, that would kind of be the epitome of what his experiences are. And I want to get that across to the audience. I want them to have an opportunity to participate in some of the songs that I will be singing so that they can have this music kind of rush through them so that they can have that experience.
I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be such an important event. Tell us a little bit about the importance of taking this experience of Frederick Douglass's and making it real for audiences today, because we can talk about it in the context of understanding history, but it's also understanding history in the context of issues and debates and conversations that are happening right here and now in a fight for justice that's still ongoing today.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right. One of the, I think one of the things that I enjoy most about the autobiography is the fact that throughout the autobiography, he's trying to relay a message of truth. And I think that is so significant, trying to relay a message of love and justice. And even in, like, I think the last part of the autobiography, he says he was talking about that his earnest hope was through the book that he would do something toward throwing light on the American slave system. And so what I'm hopeful that will take place is that young people that are there that are in the midst of things that are going on today, that it's going to again throw light on to the situations or the circumstances that they are up against, and that they will face it with truth, with love, and with justice. And I think that's going to be very important. I think music has a way of empowering us, and we don't give it permission to, but it has a way of empowering us to stand against the different oppositions and the different currents that flow in our life, and some things that are out of our control, but we've got to continue to stand so that we can have a voice, and so and our voices can be heard.
Speaking with Mary D. Williams, again, singer is going to be performing tomorrow evening at the kickoff event for Orange County's recognition of the 200th birthday of Frederick Douglass. Tomorrow, 7 p.m., United Church of Chapel Hill. And you've already heard, if you're listening, how wonderful an auditory experience this is going to be. But it's also going to be a great visual experience because Jaghetto is going to be there performing a puppet show in conjunction with this as well. And back over to Susan Brown from the Chapel Hill Public Library, who's organizing this. Tell us about Jaghetto Show. I called it a puppet show, but I mean it's much, much more than like a typical puppet show that you get into your head when you think about that phrase.
It is more than that. And speaking of voices trying to be heard, I'm going to try and get through this. My voice is faltering today. So You just heard Mary, who's amazing. If you've never heard her, I've worked with her. Mary and I have done a couple programs over the years, and she's just a treasure. She's amazing. But this other treasure that we have in our community is Tarish Pipkins, a.k.a. Jughetto. I saw Tarish at an event at the Art Center a couple months ago, and this planning committee had just started thinking about Douglas programming. And he did, and to really call them puppets, it's not the full picture. Mm-hmm. These are high art performances. And he did his Amy Winehouse performance there. He's got this amazing Amy Winehouse puppet, and he plays one of her songs, and she's singing for you. It's very cool. So I just come from a planning meeting, and I was chatting with Tarish, and I said, Tarish, we've got this thing brewing, and it's Frederick Douglass and ways of celebrating him. I didn't have to say any more. He was like, Susan Brown, I'm with you. He saw it instantly.
Does he refer to you by your full name all the time? Or?
Oh, I don't know.
Please tell me he does.
Some people do. Many people say Susan Brown. So he was with me from the start. And luckily,
awesome.
I went, and I had just taken on this new role with arts and culture for the town. Mm. So I went back to my crew and I said, can we just commission him to do this thing? Because we should do this thing. And they said yes.
Sure, yeah.
So it is a world premiere. So he's got this Frederick Douglass puppet. We've got some pictures of it on our social media. It's amazing. He's also had some original music done, and I've just forgotten her name. The cold medicine is kicking in. she's a cellist. She's done original music, and then he's going to have a multimedia show about Douglass's life, and then he's going to be orating. This puppet is going to be, and of course, Douglass was known for his oratory. It's going to be amazing. I can't even, like, words cannot describe what a great night this is going to be. So it's going to be a once in a lifetime occasion. Tarish couldn't be here. He's a classic artist because this thing was snowed out and it was going to be perfect last week. But he's like, I've got an extra week. So I went back and I fixed all the little things that were bugging me. So he's had an extra week to work on it.
Of course. So again, this is going to be tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. at the United Church of Chapel Hill. It is free. It is open to everyone. It's going to be a terrific show. Jughetto is going to be there. Mary D. Williams kicking off a series of incredible events. And you can get more information on the entire series online at orangecountync.gov/FD200, the number 200. I'll just go to orangecountync.gov. More information on the website there. Chapel Hill Public Library. .org is the public library's website, and you can go there and get information on these shows as well. I'm going to give Susan Brown's voice a break as we wrap up this segment, but Mary Williams on the line with us as well, and Mary, I'm going to let you have the last word. For people who can make it to the show, for people who can't make it to the show, for people who've read Douglass's autobiography already, for people who will just be experiencing it for the first time, what should people take from his life and his work that can serve as a lesson for today?
Well, I think the very fact that he's a great writer, and so, you know, being able to books, I guess I can just sum it up by using the word books, writing, you know, and getting the word out on that written page, that's a big part of who he was. And then he was an orator. He was someone that was able to communicate to all people the essence of what he experienced and what he was all about. He was also just important to the 19th century. I mean, we have to remember that even today, he remains one of the most important Black American leaders of the 19th century. Frederick Douglass, we were talking about this in one of my classes, and I think even his picture, the portrait of Frederick Douglass, is the most duplicated portrait, I think, above any other, even I think beyond Abraham Lincoln, because just of what he stands for, what he stood for. So I invite everyone to come out. I invite them to come out and just enjoy the evening and to have a learning experience with us all, because it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful evening.
7 p.m. at the United Church of Chapel Hill tomorrow evening. Mary D. Williams will be there. Jagetta will be there. Looking forward to seeing you out there as well. And again, orangecountync.gov/FD200 for the full schedule of events and happenings as Orange County celebrates the 200th anniversary of Frederick Douglass Chapel Hill. Publiclibrary.org also is the website. Mary D. Williams, thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing it tomorrow night.
Thank you.
And Susan Brown, final thoughts to wrap up as we start after a week's delay for this really cool celebration?
No, everybody should come, and everybody should come to all of these events. And I can guarantee you in the next over the next several weeks and months, we will continue to talk about and highlight some of these great programs coming up. So this is the first of many talking book with Susan Brown, where we focus on Frederick Douglass.
OrangeCountyNC.gov/FD200. Susan, thank you so much.